Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, gentlemen. ESPN had an interesting little piece on which player from each team, they picked one, would be affected most by no offseason. And I'm going to read you a couple of these from the AFC North. And we'll go to Ron and then to Bob. And we've become very good, I think, at ordering our responses. Bob, do you believe we've become very good at this?
I think we have, Ron.
We've been dynamite. Absolutely dynamite.
You were supposed
Ron
to say Joe.
See, I'm so blown away by how well we're doing, I forgot already.
That was very ironic. That was the definition of irony. The Cincinnati Bengals, they take Joe Burrow as the guy who could be affected the most. Basically saying being a rookie in the NFL is already hard enough. The task becomes that much more difficult without a full off season. That's Ben Baby. Is that the guy's name? His last name is Baby, who covers the Bengals for ESPN. And that just makes sense to me. And they still have Andy Dalton. And I would think with no off season, that might be Dalton's ticket to start for this team again at the beginning of the year. Ron?
Yeah, I would think so, too. I think that's a pretty good call on their part. It is hard to make that transition. I know how good he was at LSU, but it's still a daunting task to step into the NFL. So I would have a hard time arguing with that choice. Bob?
Yeah, Ron, I think that's probably true of any quarterback. And I look at a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, who I know will be ready to play, but I think, you know, the fact that we won't be able to see much in OTAs or anything else, either that helps them or hurts them. And I would think that you'd want to get him back in there just to see what you're dealing with at the time. So I think quarterbacks, no matter who you are at the top of the list, especially unproven guys coming into the league with so much expectation, Joe Burrow is going to be under an enormous amount of pressure anyway. And I agree with Joe. I think Andy Dalton may be the benefactor of all of this. And he could very well be the starting quarterback until Burrow figures it out. And it's not going to be easy. I don't care how good you are and how talented you are.
Yeah, then you got to ask, what if Dalton gets off to a good start? I mean, they've added a lot of talent. What if they're like, you know, even hovering around 500 and he's having a decent year? Then becomes one of those awkward rookie veteran situations. For the Browns, Jake Trotter chose Baker Mayfield. He says, As Mayfield prepares to play for his fourth head coach and third coordinator in 3 years. I should just stop right there, Ron. That's laughable. His fourth head coach and third coordinator in 3 years.
Well, what organization are we talking about? That, they change coaches the way men change socks. So I guess it's not surprising. And then maybe, you know, sometimes maybe we're a little too hard on Mayfield for not playing better when he's learning new stuff all the time. I get that.
Yeah, I agree that I think it's hard enough to do this with one specific set of rules and familiarity with a coach, a coaching staff, and someone you work with as an offensive coordinator. Everything he's gone through has certainly, I think, hurt him individually, although I still think he's a very talented guy, and I'm not going to be surprised at all if he has a big season this year, because I do think they're better than they were last year. Last year was too quick, too soon, but I think he'll, even without the benefit of an OTA or anything else, I still think he'll be able to learn by the 3 years or 2 years he's put in the league, whatever it is, and he'll be a much better quarterback this year.
I mean, that's just silliness, really, and it's a big deal having to learn a whole new offense with all the terminology. I still don't know how anybody learns one offense when you actually hear the terminology involved. I think I would lose my mind. Brooke Pryor for ESPN for the Steelers chose Mason Rudolph, and she wrote this: with Ben still rehabbing his elbow, Rudolph was slated to get the majority of first-team reps this offseason in all these programs. And not only a chance for him to show his progress after his own off-season surgery to repair his shoulder, but would also be a chance for him to work with new quarterbacks coach Matt Canada. I think those are all very good points by Brooke, and I think she's right. I think the lack of an off-season would have, a detrimental effect on Mason Rudolph, or at least he wouldn't have the opportunity to really get all those reps in with the first team. With Ben still rehabbing, that could have been invaluable. Ron?
Well, you didn't say Ron, Joe, so you're slipping a little bit here too. But I mean, I think that everything is proceeding with the fact that Roethlisberger is going to be ready to go. And, you know, maybe that's naive thinking to just put everything into that basket, if you will. I mean, I get her point. Yeah, he's missing some time, but I think we all agree that if it comes down to him at this point of his career, we could be in a lot of trouble.
Well, let me jump in there, Bob, and I apologize. I think her point is the person most affected by this offseason when she says Mason Rudolph isn't would the Steelers be in a ton of trouble with Mason Rudolph, is that he would lose the benefit of all those offseason reps with the first team, of being the guy with all their players. And I think that's a great point, Ron. I think he would be tremendously affected by that, because here's the thing. If Ben does come back and there is a season, I don't know when the next time Mason Rudolph will ever take a first-team rep. So losing this offseason for him, I think, would be highly detrimental, Ron.
I buy the argument. I just think the Steelers are going to have real big problems if Ben isn't ready to go, whether Mason gets that time or not. And you're right, hopefully he won't get another snap for at least a couple years, right? Because that means Ben will come back, played well, and stayed healthy. That would be the best-case scenario. I just think that they're worried more about him, Ben playing well, than they are what's going to happen to Mason Rudolph at this point.
But having said Ben, would you change your mind about whether or not you need a Jameis Winston or someone else as a veteran backup, even though that's that person, whoever it would be, would not get reps either with a new coordinator, a new team, a new everything. But at least he'd have the experience of being in the NFL playing. So, I mean, those are all concerns that you would have at this point. But I think they've made it pretty clear that they're going to go with what they have. They're not going to go in another direction. And they believe that Roethlisberger will be healthy. But, you know, as much as I want to believe that too, and I think he will be, I also know that all it takes is one bad thing to happen with that elbow, and then all of a sudden they're in a real predicament if Mason Rudolph doesn't get any work between now and the start of the season.
Well, my feeling is it would hurt probably somebody coming in not getting any reps with the team every bit as much as it would hurt Mason Rudolph. So I don't know if you're going to bring in Jameis Winston and not give him any work in the Randy Feitner system with the Steelers. I think he hurts more than would be hurt more than if Mason Rudolph misses that time.
Bob, I don't agree with you that the Steelers have made it clear that they're not going any other direction with a quarterback. I have my suspicions, and very deep suspicions. If they drafted a quarterback with their first or second pick, I can't say I would be stunned. And if they still brought in a veteran. I definitely wouldn't be stunned.
Why wouldn't you be stunned? They don't need that. This is about now. This is about.
What do you mean they don't need that? What do you mean they don't need that? Did you watch last season?
Not for this year and not for next year. And you're going to draft a quarterback and expect Jacob Eason or Jalen Hurts to come in here and be magic? No. It doesn't matter who they draft this year. That person will not play this year, in my estimation. This is about supporting Roethlisberger with whatever weapons he needs. You got a defense that's pretty good. I see no indication at all that they'll draft a quarterback, nor should they, in my opinion.
How about bring in a veteran?
Well, that's different, and it depends on salary cap issues. And I'm not, I never ruled that out and said they shouldn't. I just said it was, it's difficult to do unless they keep figuring out ways to come up with more money. And I don't know, given the, and it depends on what Jameis Winston wants. How about if he wants what Marcus Mariota got, $17 million over 2 years? Can they afford that?
Of course, then you're not bringing him in. But in the meantime, they've got a hell of a young defense. And in the midst of giving their 38-year-old quarterback, who nobody knows if he's going to play again, all the weapons he needs, they also have a responsibility as an organization to make sure they're contending after this. And there has been nothing that they've done that indicates to me that they have a belief that Mason Rudolph is that guy. You better take care of who's behind Ben, because the Ben situation is completely up in the air right now. And I'm not saying
what
I would
think that they have.
I'm not saying I would draft a quarterback. I'm not saying I would, but to dismiss it out of hand as silliness, I think that's a mistake as well.
I don't. You tell me what I've read from them. They said they're very comfortable with their quarterback situation. When they drafted Mason Rudolph, they said they had a first-round grade on him. So if that's the case and they truly believe that, then they're not going to deviate from their plan that he could be in 3 years their starter, or, you know, if something comes up in the next 2 years, that he would be the guy.
Kevin,
you have to develop players too, and this is part of the process. Everyone makes conclusions based on 1 year, based on one set of games. Guys sometimes take a little longer, and I think that's one of the strengths of the Steelers. They let guys develop, and they're not ready to just throw them out as soon as one bad season goes by.
Yeah, they've said they're comfortable with a lot of things. Kevin Colbert said he's comfortable with their first pick being in the second round. I wouldn't be that comfortable with that. That last year at this time, he was talking about what a great guy Antonio Brown is. There's reasons that Kevin Colbert and the organization say things clearly. I mean, I don't believe that they're comfortable with the idea of Mason Rudolph backing up Ben. They can say it all they want. I don't believe it. They had a chance to start the guy with their season on the line after Duck threw four interceptions against the Bills in New York, and they went back to Duck. Does that indicate to you that they're comfortable at all with Mason Rudolph, Bob?
No, it indicates to me that they had some issues with the physical nature of what he was dealing with, I guess. I don't. All I know is that, to me, it doesn't make sense right now to draft a quarterback with a second or third round, second or third round, their first pick and second pick. I just don't see it. I see too much to be gained by adding to this year's team if you can. And if you do that, I think you'll have a chance to take a defense that was outstanding last year, give them some more offensive support that will lead them to turn, you know, three losses into three wins. And that's how fine of a line it is. So, I mean, I understand looking ahead and protecting your future, but the future right now is the present for them. They got to worry about winning now before Roethlisberger's career ends, in my opinion.
Ron?
I agree with Bob on this one. I'm not interested in a quarterback. I want to try to help Ben win right now. It might blow up in my face if he comes out and blows up his arm in training camp or early in the season, but I'm looking for help for him now. I'm not looking for his replacement later.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be interested in taking a quarterback, but I also wouldn't dismiss it out of hand. And if you have a guy like a Jacob Eason, who could absolutely be a stud in the NFL, and the Steelers have him rated really highly, I don't think I would rip them for taking a quarterback. That's where the difference is. Would I advise it? Probably not. But if I had a guy that I didn't think I'd get a crack at, say next year, I think I would do it. Because, again, you've got a defense that's built to win for several years around here. So I think that's where our difference is here, is that I wouldn't dismiss it as the silliest thing I've ever heard for with one of their first two picks to take a quarterback. I wouldn't. But it sounds like you guys would. Bob?
I wouldn't like it. That's just me. And you talk about it. I mean, have you seen enough from Rudolph last year? That was a horrendous night in Cleveland. I'll give you that. And then he didn't bounce back well the game after that against Cincinnati. But you just talk about having a – what if they have a great grade on the kid from who was it, Washington? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, Jacob.
So are you going to – you know, they had a great grade on Rudolph. Are you willing to just give up on that at this point? Have you seen enough to be absolutely convinced that he can't be the guy? I don't know – if they're totally comfortable with him right now, Rudolph, but I don't think they're ready to give up on him either.
Bob?
Bob?
Yeah, I would. That's the way I look at it. I think they're willing to understand this is a young quarterback who's gone through an awful lot in 1 year, and that should benefit him. I also think they believe that he is that kind of guy who can develop into something serviceable. I don't even know what that word means, serviceable. But hopefully it means that he can be, down the road, a guy they can count on if need be. But if you continue to draft that same position, and they, how many picks have they used over the years on quarterbacks who really haven't materialized here? I'm not. If I was guaranteed that Jacob Eason, who's been described to me as a project, if he could be somebody who can step right in, fine. I don't see that with him. I see him, based on the reports, I see a strong arm but a project. Well, all quarterbacks are projects, and it's going to take some time. So I see too many needs for them. You can argue running back. You can argue offensive line is getting thin. You're going to have to figure out that. Thinking about present and future, you're talking about someone to back up Bud Dupree. If he doesn't sign a long-term deal, you're talking about inside linebacker depth. They have too many other needs. Quarterback is not on my table this year.
It would be an awful shame if a couple of years from now or a year from now they had a great young defense still and no quarterback to go with it. That's all I'll say on that one. But we'll see. I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback, but I see a lot of people mocking the people who think they will, and I'm not in that camp because there's a lot of people from Todd McShay to Sports Illustrated. Pro Football Focus has them taking one with their second pick. A lot of people look at their situation and call it what it is, incredibly uncertain at the top with a 38-year-old quarterback, and then everybody saw Mason Rudolph play last year, not just people in Pittsburgh. Everybody saw that. That's why people are saying they might take a quarterback, because there might be a really enticing prospect available even with their third pick. And all I'm saying is I don't think that's crazy thinking, Bob.
No, but you make it sound like it was a complete failure for Mason. It's his first opportunity to play, and there were some really good signs for him. Again, Joe, I look at this as a progression, as a developmental person. And no matter who you bring in this year, if you were to draft a quarterback, you'd have the same exact critique. He'd be a developmental guy who'd have to go through things. And that doesn't help you right now. For me, I got to believe they're thinking about the next 2 years and trying to make hay while you still have a quarterback. And I understand that he could still be injured and something bad could happen. But at the same time, they're going to proceed that he's going to be healthy and a big part of what they do. And if that's the case with the defense they have, I think they can be a very much of a contending team. So that's where I am. And we'll see. You can have the same debate about running backs, whether or not they need one or not, because they have other positions of need. So this will go on and on all the way up until the draft.
412-928-9370. You can weigh in on that. What's cooking coming up next?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.